So I'm wondering, can you describe for our listeners the signs of sex addiction?
There are 10 criteria and consequences that have been teased out. And the first one is loss of control. So when there's clear behavior in which the person is doing more than they want to or intend to, then there's a problem. And so in this case, sex is not the problem. It's the abuse of sex. Just like alcohol is not a problem, when somebody starts to abuse the alcohol and they're out of control and they're doing more than they want to, or they tell themselves, well, I'm only going to drink beer now, or I'm only going to drink wine, or I'm going to measure my alcohol and count what I drink during the week, all of that kind of negotiation and bargaining with a substance or a process generally tells a person that there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is, as I said earlier, that there's a pattern of out-of-control behavior over time. So it's pervasive and it's gone on for a long period of time. And then there are repeated efforts to stop the behavior which fail. So people will tell themselves, this is the last time I'm going to do this, or, you know, we've all bargained at some point in our lives, even if it's when we were adolescents, and, you know, maybe prayed to God and say, please, God, if I don't get in trouble, I won't do this again.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the person doesn't get in trouble, they do it again anyway.
Yeah.
There's also a loss of time for sex addicts. There's a significant amount of time that people spend getting into the sexual experience. So there's a lot of preoccupation, a lot of fantasy, a lot of preparing to get into the experience. And then after they have the sexual experience, there can be a lot of time spent recovering from the behavior. People often report feeling hungover and also covering their tracks to make sure that their husbands, wives, or partners don't find out about it. So people report that they no longer have the hobbies they used to have, or they don't have other enriching things in their lives because so much time goes to the preparation of the addiction. There's also a preoccupation that comes in the form of obsessing about the behavior or because of the behavior. And we talk about the cycle of sex addiction, and preoccupation is a big part of the cycle and the obsessing. So again, the person's kind of spaced out and they lose time. And with that goes an inability to fulfill obligations. So these behaviors will often interfere with work or school or family or friends. Sex addicts are famous for keeping an empty calendar or an open calendar. So if I call you and say, hey, Donnie, you want to go to a movie Saturday night, and you're up to perhaps being in an addiction, you might say, well, you know, call me on Saturday afternoon. And then if you get a better offer or you can go do what your thing is, then you will not call me back or not show up or make some excuse.
Yes.
So addicts of all ilk do that, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, or gambling. They always are waiting for a better offer, and the
mm-hmm.
better offer is always the, quote, drug of choice. In
mm-hmm.
this case, sex is the drug.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a continuation despite negative consequences. So there's a failure to stop the behavior, even though the person's had a problem because of it, and that problem could be that they've lost a job in the past, they have social problems, they've been embarrassed. Maybe they've been arrested for the behavior, because certainly hiring prostitutes is illegal behavior, as is having sex in public places. There can be financial consequences or even physical consequences, like contracting a sexually transmitted infection. So even though those things happen, people continue. And this is true with alcoholics. They can get a DUI and still drink and drive, even though they've been warned. There's also an escalation that occurs. The person needs to, the behavior needs to be made more intense, more frequent, or more risky so that they get the same high that they get from, or what the, as they were getting. And then there are losses. There's certainly people report losing or sacrificing valued parts of themselves. As I said earlier,
mm-hmm.
hobbies, families,
mm-hmm.
friends, relationships. You know, I've had men tell me over the years that they have no friends,
yeah.
and that they had friends in college, and they kept up with them when they got out of college, but slowly but surely, their addiction took up so much time, and they were so ashamed that they no longer kept in contact with people. And then finally, there's the aspect of withdrawal. And just like any addict, stopping the behavior causes a lot of distress in the form of anxiety, restlessness, irritability, or some kind of physical discomfort. sex addicts, like alcoholics or drug addicts, definitely go through a withdrawal period, and it's essential for them if they're going to get sexually sober. So those are the 10 criteria and consequences for sex addiction.